Ladies and improvers, Andy here, day 238 of the Inner Winner Show. Today we're going to talk about five reasons why you're not improving, or another way of framing this is reasons or things, mistakes that are holding you back. So we'll rip through them. This is going to be a fairly short episode. The first one is reading countless books, listening to podcasts, reading articles, watching YouTube videos, doing a bunch of research, but then never actually putting the information into practice. I see this all the time. This is probably the biggest mistake that people make. I think a ton of you guys have done this in the past yourselves. I certainly did this for a long time. I've lost count of the number of guys that will come to my website and they'll say, man, I've read so many pickup artist books, or I've read a ton of red pill stuff. I was doing everything except actually going out of the house, going to the gym, talking to women, doing the actual things that I need to be doing. It's fine to have a research phase. It's fine to do a little bit of research and figure out what you're going to do and make a plan. Fine. But I would never spend more than maybe 2 weeks absolute maximum before you start a new goal. It is far better to start and take your first few steps, and then you'll probably figure out, oh, okay, I can do this way better, or I've made a mistake in my plan, or this isn't the perfect plan. And you can tweak it while you're in the process of taking action. Remember, you don't have to stick with the original plan, and you probably won't. Most of the time, you won't. You'll tweak it. You'll realize you're a bit of a dumbass. You'll realize you were naive. There were things that you didn't consider. Of course, like, how are you supposed to know everything, you know, that may happen as you start on this endeavor? But it is far better to get started, tweak the plan along the way, rather than trying to figure out the perfect plan. And again, you can't figure out the perfect plan. You're naive. You're inexperienced. You're a newbie. If it's a goal that you've never achieved before, you don't know what the perfect plan looks like. You can't separate fact from fiction. You don't know who to trust. You're listening to like 50 different people giving you 50 bits of advice. How do you know who's correct and who isn't? You really have no idea. The only way to know is to get started, experiment a little bit, try a few different things, stick to one plan for a while, see if it works. If it does, awesome. If it doesn't, tweak it a little bit. But sitting there reading and getting more information is not going to be the answer. You won't improve by just learning. The second thing, and this kind of ties into the first one, the second big mistake that people make is not being humble in the beginning. So thinking you know better than people who are giving you advice. So this can manifest like, maybe you say, your advice won't work for me because, you know, insert bullshit reason here. I see that all the time. Guys will come on the forums, they'll ask for advice, or they'll say, you know, how do I do this? And people will say like, dude, Andy wrote a fucking 130,000 word Tinder guide. Just go read that. Why are you asking us for information? And then they'll say, yeah, but that won't work for me because I'm Asian, or that won't work for me because I'm short, or that won't work for me because this or that. And it's always some bullshit reason. How do you know it won't work? You're a fucking newbie with no experience. You have no idea what will or won't work. It's very different from someone saying, I tried it for 6 months and it didn't work. Fine, that's different. You know, as I said in the first point, tweak the plan, try something different, experiment, fine. But when people show up, or they start, or they haven't even started, but when they show up to a community and they say, tell me what to do, people tell them what to do, and then they say, nah, that won't work for me. It's like, you need a little bit of humility. You need to be humble. You need to accept the fact that you know nothing. You know, like that, I think it was Socrates or Aristotle, one of those who said, I know enough to know that I know nothing. You need to be smart enough to recognize that you're a fucking dumbass and you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what's good advice. You need to just take some advice from someone and stick to it. Do it. Try it. Experiment with it. If I tell you to do something, fucking do it. Don't say, oh no, Andy, that won't work for me. You're essentially saying, hey, Andy, even though you have years worth of experience and you have coached a ridiculous number of guys at this point, and you've gone from, you know, fucking zero to hero yourself, I know better than you. Even though I'm a newbie who's never even tried the stuff you're talking about, I somehow know better than you. The arrogance or the lack of humility to think you know better than someone who's actually done what you want to do. Jesus Christ. So a little more humility, accepting that you know nothing, trying some advice. Yes, tweak it along the way if you need to. You probably will. But don't make excuses and say, no, that advice won't work for me. You see this a lot in with like weight loss as well, like people who are really obese or just overweight, they'll say like, how do I lose weight? And someone will say like, well, count your calories. And they'll say like, no, that won't work for me because I don't like counting calories. And you're like, what do you mean that won't work for you? You haven't even fucking done it. Fucking start doing it. Don't say it won't work. Or they'll say like, nah, walking won't work for me. And you're like, but how do you know? And they're just like, it just won't work for me. Like, fucking do it. Have some humility. Try the advice that you've been given. Put your heart and soul into it. Give it a good effort. Don't pretend that you're doing it and just half-ass it. Like, you have to do a decent job. And then you can figure out if the advice will work for you or not. So a little more humility. The third point, or the third reason why you're not improving, or the third mistake people make when they're trying to improve is thinking that your problems are worse than other people's and therefore you can't be helped. This is probably like the second biggest problem that I have when people come to me for coaching. And it's an easily fixed problem. Like, I fix it within like 15 minutes of yelling at them. But thinking that you're some special case, or you're more fucked up than everyone else, or you have some extenuating circumstances that mean you can't be helped, you know, and it would blow your guys' mind how every single person, not everyone, but like, let's say 35% of guys who come to me say, I don't even know if you can help me, Andy, because my life is more fucked up. And out of all the people that I've ever helped, I don't know, it's like 100 at this point. 100, I think I've had like 100 coaching clients in total over the last like 3 or 4 years. Maybe one or two actually had some bad circumstances that was like, and like, people have their own circumstances. I'm not saying the rest were, you know, full of shit, but like, there was only one or two where I was like, yeah, man, like, you have been dealt a bad hand in life. Yeah, your life sucks. What are we going to do about it? And those guys still made massive improvements. They still got to their goals, of course. But everybody else who says, my life sucks, I look at them, I'm like, man, you're not even like bottom 50% in terms of like a bad life. Like, I can name you, and I'm not going to, obviously, but I could name you 30 of my other coaching clients who have it worse than you. The number of times I've had that conversation, I say, look, I empathize with what you're going through. I do. Please don't take this as me minimizing your life, but you're not any more fucked up than anyone else. In fact, you're like average. Your average levels are fucked up. My life was more fucked up than yours. If you want to get into a competition, we can sit there and have an argument about whose life was worse. I don't know what point that would serve, but guys come all the time to self-improvement and think, you know, my problems are worse. I can't fix it. And I get it. You're stuck in your own problems. You're the one that sees your own problems. You're acutely aware of your own problems. It's hard to see the problems in others, especially if you're so focused on yourself. You almost kind of forget other people are people as well. You forget that they're human. You forget that they're struggling. You're so obsessed with your own struggles. And fair enough, because you need to be in order to get over them. You have to be pretty like myopic and self-centered and self-focused, of course. But it is also a form of arrogance, thinking that your problems are worse than other people's and that you can't be, especially if you let that manifest as, therefore I can't be helped. You know, if you say my problems are bad, fine. But if you say they're so bad that I can't even be helped, you're literally being arrogant. It's the most arrogant thing that you could ever fucking say. You're saying self-improvement works for everybody else because your problems aren't as bad as everybody else. Like, you guys are all just like, you know, you're dealing with low-level problems. I'm here dealing with the big boy problems. I have a big problem that can't even be fixed. I'm special. I'm better than all of you, or I'm worse than all of you, which is another form of arrogance. I'm going to sit on the sidelines. I'm going to sit on the bench away from all of you guys. You guys are all doing the work. You guys are all working on yourselves and improving. I'm going to sit over here though and be by myself because I'm like worse off than you guys. So you guys have fun with your self-improvement, but I actually can't be helped because my problems are more fucked up than anyone else's. It's a weird form of arrogance, but it is arrogance. And when I point this out to people, almost every single person that I've pointed that out to, they have this like epiphany where they're sitting there and they're going, holy shit, I never realized I was arrogant. And I'm like, yeah, you're an arrogant little fuck. You think that your life is worse than mine or anybody else's. Like, that's arrogant as fuck. Why did I have to do the hard work and improve myself? And it was fucking hell. It still is. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. It is not easy. Why do I have to do that? But you're special and you don't have to do that. Why do I have to go through hell and improve myself and everybody else on my forums does and all my coaching clients do, but you don't have to because you're special. You're better than us. You don't need to improve yourself because you're just more fucked up than the rest of us. Like the universe or God or whatever you believe in decided that you're just the most fucked up, like you're the special case, you're better than all, you're like a special type of fucked up. You can just be off on the corner, off on the bench, as I said before, and you don't have to work on yourself. It's a huge form of arrogance, and it isn't helping you. And so that's why I usually give like a blunt dose of reality to people who come to me with that, and I say, man, you're an arrogant fucking shit. You are so fucking arrogant. Get the fuck, pull your head out of your fucking ass. Like, you're just, I usually am that rude about it too. I'm blunt. And you'd be surprised how many people like hear that and they're like, oh my God, I didn't know that I was arrogant. I thought, in fact, I was not being arrogant. It's like, no, if you're sitting there saying you're more special than everyone else, that's fucking arrogance. So realizing that you're not any more fucked up than anyone else, and even if you are, congratulations, just try three times harder. You know what I mean? It can manifest, or it can quickly become an excuse, and it usually is an excuse to not do the work. It's very hard to self-improve. It's not complicated, but it is difficult, right? And so you're using it, or people often use it as an excuse not to actually do the work, right? If I can't be helped, therefore I don't have to do anything. Easy, lazy. I get to just be complacent and sit on the couch and, you know, oh, I'm fucked up. I'm just going to drink alcohol and watch Netflix and jerk off to porn. No, I'm sorry, but you have to do the work. You're not any more special than the rest of us. You have to do the same work that we had to do. I do care that your problems are worse than other people's if they genuinely are, but just work harder. Like, that's not going to be an excuse. Just work three times harder. Or maybe it takes you three times longer to work through your issues. You have the rest of your fucking life to fix yourself. Why do you care if it takes three times longer? Get in there, get started right now. Everybody is fixable. I have not ever met a single person who can't be helped, with the one caveat that I will give: as long as they want to be helped. There are some people that come to you and pretend to want help, but they don't actually want help. Like, they literally don't want help. You'll say like, hey, go away and do this, and they just won't do anything you say. They'll just make a million excuses. Yeah, fine. Those people don't actually want help. And when you try and give it to them, a lot of the time they just end up leaving because they really don't want help. So there you go. Those people don't count. But as long as you want help, everybody is fixable. So the fourth mistake that people make, or the fourth reason why you're not improving, is wanting an easy or a quick fix. Self-improvement takes time. You can't be fixed in a month. I tell this to all of my coaching clients. Now, to be fair, some of them I can help in one session. Okay, a lot of them I help in one session. I'm sure all my clients would agree with this. I give you massive epiphanies. We have big, like, 3-hour calls. We go crazy deep. I pour my heart and soul into those. I'm definitely, like, helping you. But I'm not going to fix 100% of your issues in one coaching call. And if you're not using my coaching, if you're just on the forums or whatever, you're not going to improve yourself in just 1 month. Like, it doesn't work like that. It can't work like that. You can't lose weight in 1 month. You lose a little bit. You can't work through all your insecurities. You'll work through some of them. So self-improvement is kind of a lifelong journey. It's this process of constantly upgrading yourself. And there'll never be a ceiling on that. Like, you can always keep improving yourself. Now, you'll get to a point where you're really happy. I'm really happy with who I am right now. I'm really happy. There's still things I want to achieve. My body is one. My finances are another. Traveling around the world is another. But I'm really happy with where I am. So don't look at this as me saying, like, you're going to be fucked forever. I'm not saying that. But if you have big issues, really deep issues, really long or like issues that have been with you for a long time, that will take a little while for you to work through them. And so hunting for this easy or quick fix, this was a mistake that I made for a long time, especially in the gym. I would bulk, as in eat a bunch of food and get kind of fat, because I told myself, I'm building muscle. And it's like, no, you're not. You're just eating McDonald's, you fat piece of shit. And I would get really fat, and then I'd go, oh shit, I need to lose it. And so then I would like cut. I would lose weight. I'd eat very little calories, like 1,200 calories some days. I would lose a bunch of strength. Guess what? It's really hard to crush it in the gym on 1,200 calories. In fact, it's pretty much impossible. It's basically impossible, at least for me. And so I'd lose a bunch of fat again, but now I've lost all my strength. And so now I'd be like, fuck, I want an easy fix to this. I want to get strong again. And I would keep like yo-yoing back and forth because I was constantly chasing this like quick fix. Man, if I can just gain a bunch of muscle in like 3 months and then just lose all the fat, like easy. It's like, no, you just end up wasting years going back and forwards. A lot of the time it's better to set a realistic deadline, which is what I'm doing now. It's like, okay, how long am I prepared to wait? Me right now, I'm prepared to wait about 3 years for my ideal body. Now, most of you won't need to wait that long, but working out and my body isn't the main goal for me right now. So it's kind of like a background goal. So am I willing to wait longer? Yeah. So I'm willing to wait about 3 years. And so now I've taught myself to be more patient. Okay, take a little longer. Just work on the slow, gradual improvement in the gym. Make sure the weights are always going up most sessions. Some sessions you'll rock up and you're tired and the weights don't go up and you're a bit weaker. That's fine. But as long as like a general trend over time, I'm going up in strength, then I'm happy. So you see this a lot with talking to girls too. A lot of guys will say like, okay, I'm going to go out and talk to like 50 girls today. And they'll do that. Great, that works in the moment. And then guess what? They fall off a cliff and they don't keep up the habit. It is far better to keep up a long-term habit. If you talk to one girl a day for the next year, that is far better than you going out three times on over that year and talking to 50 girls. Even though those days of doing 50 girls seem like amazing, like, whoa, look at me crushing it. You won't keep that up as a habit. You'll be rusty when you then have to go do it again because you leave this long period of time. Whereas if you can be consistent and do at least one a day every single day for a year, you have that momentum. You're nice and confident. You're nice and calm. You get better results with the girls that you're talking to just because you're in a better mood. You don't have to like rev yourself up and work yourself up. You're already in this like nice calm because you've done it before. You've done it the last like 50 days in a row, right? You're just doing one a day. It's just a normal thing to you, like tying your shoelaces. So it's far better to have a daily habit or some sort of habit rather than using like all this motivation to try and get an easy or a quick fix. You kind of got to be in self-improvement for the long term, especially with girls and stuff. Now, that doesn't mean, again, I'll make it really clear, that doesn't mean you have to wait a long time to get results. No, you're getting results the entire time. But I'm saying look at it more like a marathon where every step you take, you get a little bit of positive reinforcement. You know, you take 100 steps and you get a date. You take another 100 steps and you get laid. So like you're getting positive feedback almost every step you take. But you do have to kind of be in it for the long term. Think more long term. Don't think so short term. Yeah. The fifth reason that you're not improving, or the fifth mistake that guys make with self-improvement, is comparing yourself to your mentors or guys you look up to. I recently had a coaching call with a guy where this came up, and he kept comparing himself to me, right? And he's like, you know, I just feel inadequate. I feel like I'm not where you are. I feel like it's easy for you to get laid and it's not for me. And so I said to him, like, dude, don't compare yourself to me now, because that's not fair, because I've had 5 years head start of self-improvement on you, maybe even a little longer than that at this point. You need to, so don't look at the person I am right now and say, well, I'm not as good as Andy, so I'm a failure. You need to compare yourself to the old Andy, as in the guy who had just started self-improvement. So me from like 5 years ago, and I have plenty of logs, like I've kept detailed logs and journals on the Good Looking Loser forums. I also have an article on my website called How I Beat My Approach Anxiety. I'll link to that in the description below. So go and read that. That's like a lot. I kept a long log while I was working on my ability to talk to women, right? And if you go and read that, you'll see that I was a complete mess. I really was. I was insecure. I hated women. I was really angry. I didn't like myself at all. I just wasn't a happy chappy, you know, and most days I was able to kind of like get on with the job and do a decent, but I had plenty of days where I just wouldn't leave the house. I was depressed. I would just drink. I would jerk off to porn for 10 hours and then not go outside and just make excuses. I had days where I was like, what is the point of all this? I was a mess. I really was. Of course I was. Everybody is at the start, or 99.9% of people are at the start. If you're not, then congratulations, like you're the exception. So if you're going to compare yourself to me or anybody else that you look up to or anyone that you take advice from, look at that person when they first got started. If you're into content creation and you're comparing yourself to other YouTubers, you need to go back and compare yourself to them at the very start, like the first videos they ever put out. And you'll watch those videos and you'll say, wow, man, this person sucked at the start. Yeah, that is who you should be comparing yourself to. So if you're going to compare to me, compare to the old me, not the current me, because that's not fair, right? So those are the five reasons. So we got reading too many books, like doing too much research and not actually taking action. The second one is not being humble in the beginning, like thinking you know better than the people giving you advice. The third one is thinking that your problems are worse than other people's and therefore you can't be helped. The fourth one is wanting an easy or a quick fix and not being prepared to be in it for the long haul. And then the fifth one is comparing yourself to the guys you look up to instead of comparing yourself to the very first version of them, like the oldest version of them. So if after all that you still need a bit of help, I am here for coaching. Same as if you think you'd benefit from daily support from me, you can ask me questions every single day in the Winners Club. So that's like the private Facebook group we have. You can jump in there, ask me questions every single day. Or if you want private coaching, hit me up for that. I'll leave a link in the description to like where you can check those things out. I'm also on Patreon if you want to support me on there. That'd be awesome. And so if you're reading through this list, or if you're listening to me read through this list and you're thinking some of those things apply to you, the answer is, like, I gave you the answers as I was talking through, but you know, the answer is instead of reading and doing too much research, just jump in there and be prepared to suck at the start. If you're not being humble, just take a deep breath and make yourself a promise and say, no, I know I'm going to have that voice in my head that says like, no, he's wrong. That won't apply to me, but I can't trust that voice. I can't trust myself because I'm a newbie. I don't know what will work. I need to just shut up and maybe trust in whoever's giving me advice and at least try it right for a while. If you're thinking that your problems are worse than other people's, do what I said. Have a bit of like humility and say like, man, I'm being arrogant. Like why do I think I'm worse than anybody else? Like my problems aren't that much worse than Andy's. For fuck's sakes, Andy was like suicidal on a daily basis. If you're not suicidal on a daily basis, then you know, your problems aren't significantly worse than mine. You might have your own unique problems and they feel worse to you because you're the one feeling them. But we're all on this journey of self-improvement. It's not really a comparison game anyway. Like there's not really much to be gathered or garnered from digging into other people's shit and saying, well, mine's worse than his. Like that doesn't help you. If you also find yourself wanting an easier, a quick fix, you need to take some deep breaths. Look at this as a long-term thing. Tell yourself like, no, how long am I prepared to wait? That's a really good question to ask yourself. And you'll often find if you take a deep breath and be a little more rational, you'll say, yeah, do you know what? I think I am prepared to wait for 3 to 5 years. That wouldn't be the end of the world. I don't want to wait 3 or 5 years. I would like to have the solution to my problems right now. But even if it took me 5 more years to get to a point where I had an elite sex life, an elite body, plenty of money, plenty of friends, strong in the gym, dressed really well, people respected me, in 5 years, that's pretty okay. I think that would be worth waiting my life wouldn't be ruined if I had to wait 5 years for that shit, especially when we're talking about stuff that the average person will never have. And you're telling me you're not prepared to wait 5 years. I think most of you, if you're realistic, you'll say, yeah, I could wait 5 years for that. That's okay. So I had to do that myself and take a deep breath and say, no, I can wait 3 years to be massive in the gym. Okay, I can do that. You have to take a deep breath and tell yourself like, no. Okay, I'm going to wait. I don't need it right now. I would like it right now. I'm going to get some of the results quickly, but for the long-term elite goals, I'm going to have to be a little patient, take a little bit of time. And then for the fifth one, if you're comparing yourself to guys you look up to or me, just go read the article I wrote called How I Beat My Approach Anxiety. Again, I'll leave a link in the description. Go through some of my old material. Go check out my logs on the Good Looking Loser forums. I link to it in that article. And go through and read it. Just spend like 1 hour, you know, grab yourself a beer, coffee or whatever. Just sit down in front of the computer and start reading through who I used to be and compare that to who you are right now. And I think you'll find old me and you have a lot in common. I mean, current me and you obviously have a lot in common, but like, I think you'll really relate to the old person I want to and my mindset at the time. Sorry, the old person I was and my mindset at the time, how depressed I was, how insecure, fucking hell, I was insecure. And all that kind of stuff. And if after all that, you know, like I said, if you need help, I'm here for coaching. You can just send me an email. I'll leave a link in the description to how you can get in touch with me. All right, guys. Adios.